And what I appreciate too is that, I mean, he's the lead, but you have a very strong female character. It could have, she could have been very wooden, and we couldn't, like, there was a possibility that we didn't like her, but we, you know, I think, like, as a woman, like, I identify with her, like you said, a feminist torn between, oh, do I want to be with this guy, or do I want to follow my dreams and be a writer, you know? And I think that that's, it's very much appreciated, especially now that, you know, Hollywood, they say there's no diversity, you know, we need stronger roles for women, and then you've got an international cast, which is fantastic. So tell me about the casting process.
The casting process was tough because I had people from all over the world, and so I had, you know, a great casting director in Mexico, and obviously I knew I wanted Gael from the start, and then Gael was pretty instrumental in finishing casting this movie because he had worked with a bunch of actors all over the world and with a bunch of casting directors, so he actually put me in contact with acting, casting directors in Argentina, and in this guy from Iceland that he had done a play with. I had actually seen them in the play, but I live in LA, so, you know, for example, Irene, I cast from people I know there, a casting director. So it's a complicated thing. I have an actor from Peru, that I actually called Claudia Llosa, and she put me in contact with a casting director there, and I did a little, internet cast session, as well as in Argentina. I couldn't travel all over the place, it's too expensive. But I did sessions through Skype, mm-hmm. and some New York actors I also saw on Skype, and we actually did casting sessions. We read, we talked, but using the internet, because we couldn't afford to be all over the place.